Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The Terry Nooner Coaches Podcast.
Welcome, welcome to the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Strothman, Wichita State, on the road for the first time in what feels like forever in some ways, as the Shockers are on the road, staying in Florida for the entire week as Wichita State takes on FAU tonight, and then a game coming up on Saturday against South Florida. We'll talk about those opponents in a little bit. But the last couple of games for Wichita State took place inside Charles Koch Arena. Shockers falling to Temple 70-50, a loss to East Carolina 83-56. And to talk more about those games, we welcome in the head coach of the Shockers, Terry Nooner. And coach, let's start with the Temple game here in the first segment, then we'll make our way to East Carolina, and then we'll talk about just the team in general coming up in segment number three. But against Temple, the Owls ended up winning by 20 at the half. You're down 32-23 in the second half. They were able to get out there and really put their foot on the gas pedal for the first time, because throughout the season the theme has been fall behind by double digits, rally back, get it within 3 points, a one possession game, you have an opportunity. But this one was different. Temple made sure to put the foot on the gas pedal and definitely made things difficult from their defensive standpoint, because they were really good defensively in that game. Let's go back to the Temple game. First time that you really had to deal with a lopsided loss. So your thoughts on what you saw in that game?
Yeah, I just think, going into the game, we wanted to go protect the paint. We wanted to keep them from scoring points off turnovers. The game before ours against UTSA, they had scored, I think, 47 points. And so we knew if we could keep them out of transition and make them score against our half-court defense and not let them score in the paint, it would be, in our favor. And we just started off the game just, with three turnovers right off the bat and didn't take care of the basketball like we needed to. And that hurt us.
Well, it took a while to get someone double figures offensively. Diamond was able to get there with 10, but that was courtesy of a couple late free throws in the fourth quarter to get you a double-digit score. Yeah. What did Temple do that made it so challenging? You ended up with 25 turnovers in the game, so what made it so challenging to hang on the ball and to go up against that Temple defense?
I mean, I don't think it was nothing. I just think we didn't have the proper focus and attention to detail that we needed to. It wasn't like a pressing game. They guard us in the half court pretty much the whole game. Of course, they're a defensive team, and they try to deny passes and make it hard to catch it in your spots and that kind of stuff. But I think we were also 10 for 24 on layups that game, and so you're not going to be able to score the way you need to be able to score. You're not going to be able to, and part of defense is having a good offense, so you want to be able to score so you can, they can take it out the net, you can get back, and they can you can guard them in the half court. And so you know, we weren't finishing like we need to finish. And when we don't finish, then it's easier to guard Jayla Harden because you can kind of load up against her. And so it's just a culmination of things and us not being able to finish on one end and then not being able to get back, and we allowed them to score too many points in the paint.
Well, I mean, defensively, she ended up with 13 points, but Kayla Turner, I thought, for the most part, you guys kept her in check. Yeah. I know she got 13, but she needed 14 shots to get to 13 points, which I know that's always your MO, is to take out the opponent's best player.
Exactly.
And there's no doubt that Kayla Turner is just a tremendous talent in the conference. Mm-hmm. She got going in the second half, but I think by halftime she only had maybe 2 points, maybe three. It wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
So what'd you do there to limit such a talented player in Kayla Turner?
I mean, I think for us it's just when you got a great, especially a guard like her, you want to make her catches tough. You don't want her to catch it in her spots. You want her to feel uncomfortable. Also a big part of us is when we – you know, and you'll start to see it, like if we play teams that don't have a shooting five, we'll try to keep our fives back in the paint so they can help on drives and that kind of stuff. And we've done a good job with it up until, you know, the last couple games of where there's Mai, where there's Cheyenne, and usually if they're back in the paint, they're better rebounding position. They're able to clog up backdoor cuts and help on drives and that kind of stuff, and we just didn't do as great of a job as we needed to do with that in the last two games, actually.
Oh, you brought up Cheyenne, and I was going to bring her up because in this game she ended up with 8 points and 4 rebounds.
Yeah.
She got rewarded for it in the East Carolina game by getting the start. We'll save the East Carolina talk here for the next segment, but Cheyenne's one of those players you've had just kind of that revolving door at post. You understand that it's got to be a group effort just in general, but from a post standpoint, I feel like you always have to have about 5 different post players in order to compete in the conference. You got to have all sorts of bodies or else it's going to be a challenge. What'd you like most about Cheyenne's day against Temple, scoring those 8 points in 19 minutes?
I just felt like she played with more physicality, which is what we brought her here for. Just a big, strong physical body that's, you know, mobile and flexible and that kind of stuff. And she just hadn't been really playing with the right type of physicality. And we challenged her at some point during the game in a huddle about, you know, just how much we needed her to play physical and create contact. And we didn't really care with her if she gets charges and that kind of stuff. We just wanted her to have a mindset of playing physical and playing tough. And after one of those timeouts when we challenged her, she went right out and got an offensive rebound and an and-one, and you've seen her celebrate. And so that was the best she's played for since she's been here. So we hope she's able to keep that going, especially when we're playing against teams that play with true fives.
I know she only had 1 point against East Carolina, but Asia Reeves, prior to that in the Temple game, 26 points on the season going in after that game, 16 of the 26 happening in conference play.
Yeah.
So you're starting to see some more contributions from Asia, who anytime you bring in different players, sometimes it clicks, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but it seems like Asia has really found herself here. It does open up American conference
play. She's starting to get a lot more comfortable, especially playing at that point guard position for us and understanding what we need her to do. And I mean, for her, it's the biggest challenge is she's just like a naturally quiet kid who, I mean, she's a sweet kid and she works hard and she's in the gym and she's going to do the right things. And us, you know, we need her to be more vocal at that spot. You got to be able to get people in position. You got to be aggressive. You got to be loud. And so that's something that she truly works on every single day in practice. And since we've been in conference play, like, she's getting better and better and better and better each game, and that's what you want to see, especially from a young kid.
No doubt. Well, we'll talk about East Carolina when we return. We'll come back with more here for the Terry Nooner Podcast.
In Sedgwick County, 1 in 4 crash fatalities involve alcohol. We have to do better. You can do your part to prevent crashes and serious injuries caused by impaired driving. Be a Shocker fan with a plan. It's simple. If you're going to be drinking, plan ahead. Designate a sober driver. Or there's convenient curbside rideshare drop-off and pickup at Charles Koch Arena, X Stadium, and at sporting events across Wichita. Wichita State Athletics encourage you to join fans with a plan. That's how we all win.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back. It's the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Strothman. Wichita State wrapped up last week with a home tilt with East Carolina. The Pirates ended up getting the W, 83-56. And, Coach, when you surrender 15 points right off the bat, you really put yourselves behind the eight ball. You showed a little bit of fight there in the middle part of quarters one and two. The beginning, not great. The end of the first half, not great. But in the middle, you were able to get it down to 9 points. You settled in. And then the turnover bug happened once again at the very end of the first half, allowing East Carolina to gain control, a 19-point lead at the break. And then in the second half, just hard to overcome when you have that type of defensive team that is just – you know, a bunch of sharks, they kind of smelled that there was blood in the water, and they were able to capitalize on numerous things. Tough one, definitely, to look back on. East Carolina just came out just ready to rock and roll, and maybe just a little flat on your end. What'd you see from your vantage point in the game?
Just not taking care of the basketball for us. I mean, it's like you said, when you spot them 15 points and you give them a lot of points out, turnovers, it's hard for us, you know, to get our defense set up. I mean, we – in the half court, we hold people in the 30s shooting percentage when we're half court, we get to guard them. So when you allow so many run out layups, you know, it could be demoralizing at times, and we just didn't handle the pressure well at all. I mean, we worked against the pressure every single day. We do drills just for pressing teams and that kind of stuff every single day. And they just took advantage of us. I think we had 27 turnovers, which you're not going to be able to beat teams if you got 27 turnovers. I was listening the other day to Vic Schaefer, and they played LSU, and he was complaining about how they lost the game, and he was so upset that they had 17 turnovers, and I was thinking, geez, we had 27, so I don't know how he would have handled that, but you know, it's just hard when you get a team that many more opportunities to be able to score than you and get that many more shots than you. And again, you're allowing people to score in the paint. I mean, Fauntleroy is a great guard, and they did a good job guard-wise of, you know, hitting some mid-range shots and that kind of stuff, which that's by design. We can live with mid-range pull-ups because those don't really beat you, but layups and free throws and run-out layups, and that's what kill you more than anything.
Well, and to compile on the turnovers, you're not going to win many games if you go 1 of 11 from beyond the arc.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was – I mean, it was just they had us on our heels the whole night. I think we had a few different stretches. I mean, with the way they play, I mean, you have to have people who are a lot of times, and we show them on tape a lot. When you play against a team that's a pressing team, like you, the way you beat a press is to be able to attack through the middle of the floor, and so you can tell when people are starting to get a little intimidated because people don't want to flash in the middle of the floor because that's the person that has to make the decisions. And so we just didn't have our middle flashes there as much as we needed to. And then when we caught it in the middle, we weren't aggressive in the middle. And so a lot of times that's usually your fours, and you need them to be able to make – they can flash to the middle, then they can get it to your guards. And then you got two-on-one opportunities on the backside, and we just didn't do a great job with it.
Well, you had 13 fast break points. If you were able to break down the pressure, I bet that 13 would have swelled to 20-plus, and that would have kept you in the game a little bit too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what – I mean, we worked on that for the 2 days of prep leading into it, and two-on-ones and advantage situations. And so, you know, just hope that you get better from it.
Yeah. Well, also in that game, in the second half, you guys start 3 of 13 from the field in that third quarter. That third quarter is what made it really challenging, just 23% from the field. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's been a theme this year, is eliminate those types of quarters. Now, overall for the game, you did have Treasure Thompson lead away with 12 points, also had 9 rebounds, only had 2 boards in the second half. She had 7 in the first half. I think, wow, it's going to be easy for her to get the double digits, and end up just getting 2 two boards in the second half. But you were able to see that performance from her. Gina McDonald able to come back. She naturally grabs 8 rebounds in her return, which I'm sure it felt great to see Jada back out there after missing the last couple of games.
Yeah, and I mean, just to show you know just how great she can be and how tough she is on herself. She didn't feel like she played the way she wanted to play, even with the 8 rebounds. So she still, you know, when you go from, you know, the concussion protocol to having to play your first game against that kind of team with that kind of athleticism, it could be a little difficult. But I think she got her feet underneath her throughout the course of the game, and I think she's going to even be a lot better moving forward after she got through that tough stretch.
And one more thing, you were able to pull down 18 offensive rebounds in the game. It only resulted in 7 second chance points, but just to have that mentality of crashing the glass a little bit more. Of course, it naturally, when you have Jada come back, and we could talk about Karis in a little bit too, because she's also an offensive rebounding fiend is the best way to describe her. But to pull down 18 offensive rebounds, of course, you want to throw those in to get those second chance points. But I'm sure you probably like seeing the 18 offensive rebounds, showing that there was effort still being out there on the
floor. I mean, I think we still play hard. We just didn't play as smart as we need to play. I think we even out rebounded them over the course of the game. So if you take out those turnovers, I think things look a lot different. And like you said, you got Karis coming back for her first time. You got, you know, Jada coming back from, you know, concussion protocol and stuff she had going on. And so hopefully there'll be a little bit better chemistry, you know, in the second game with all those ladies playing together.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hopefully with them being available, they'll be able to do some damage this week on the road against FAU and USF. We'll talk about those games later on. But when we return, we'll just talk about just what it's like to have some of these players back and also to highlight Jayla Harding a little bit more as she continues to rise in the charts in Wichita State history. We'll get into that when we return here on the Terry Nooner Podcast.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Cart has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Cart has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear. Clear Creek Golf Car.
Welcome back. It is the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Strothman. Wichita State in Florida this week, starting in Boca Raton. A game against FAU coming up tonight, a game that you can listen to on GoShockers.com. You'll also be able to listen to the game on Saturday as Wichita State challenges USF, a perennial power in the American Conference. That game also on GoShockers.com, but we'll save the conversation on those two teams for the final segment. Coach, I wanted to ask you about the return of Karis Washington. She was 2 of 9 from the field, but she had 7 points and 4 rebounds. This is a player who played in the exhibition game against Newman, and then in the last 30 seconds, she suffers an injury.
Yeah.
And then we don't see her for the rest of the season up until the game against East Carolina. If you look at her history at Coffeyville Community College, really good at pulling down offensive rebounds, and no surprise, in her first game in a Shocker uniform, technically, she pulled down 3 offensive boards, ended up with those 4 rebounds in total. And I think the one thing with her, you know, coming back, you probably wonder about conditioning, just kind of where she is.
Yeah.
But I felt like she brought a certain level of tenacity in that game against East Carolina. How big of a weapon can Karis Washington be moving forward for the rest of the season?
I mean, a huge weapon. I mean, she's an energy kid. She's a lively. She brings toughness. She brings tenacity. She would probably be our version of what Jada McDonald is to our front court. She's that same version of that in our back court with the guards. Just being able to rebound, she can post up. She can, you know, create extra opportunities for us on offensive rebounds. And the good thing about, she's a smart player, so she'll get offensive rebound. And if she doesn't have an open, clean shot, she's looking to kick it out to shooters, which those are also other ways that you can get your three-point shooters wide open looks off offensive rebounds. So we just love our toughness and our tenacity, and you need big physical guards like that when you're playing in our conference.
Well, Jayla Harding, I know last week was just 2 of 12 from distance, but those two threes able to move her up the charts in Wichita State history. Here she is in a tie for fifth in threes in a single season. She's got a little ways to go to get to the 73, which is the record set by Courtney Sims back in the day. But last year, she has a chance to surpass what Taylor Jamison did a year ago. Taylor Jamison had 53 trays in a season. Jayla, she's on pace to break that, which is good. I know it wasn't a great shooting week for her. You and I talked about how when she went down in the game against Temple, I saw that all of a sudden her shooting wrist was taped up, and I thought, I wonder if that's going to alter some things a little bit, and maybe it has, or it could just be the fact that when you don't have other contributors, if you're not doing well offensively, it's hard to get Jayla going, especially those wide open looks. Sometimes she's not going to get those looks like she normally does. But how about Jayla rising in the Wichita State record books to have a Wichita native come back and to be able to have that type of success right off the bat? I think it's amazing. Your thoughts on Jayla being able to be in the top five now in Wichita State history in threes in a single season?
Yeah, I think kudos to her. I mean, you want, especially this is her last opportunity to get to play, to be able to come back home and play at Wichita State, which is a place she always wanted to play in, and coming to camps and all that kind of stuff growing up. And so, you know, your heart goes out to those type of kids and those type of players. You want the experience to be awesome, and you want it to be amazing. And so, you know, I know she's happy. You know, she looks up and sees her mom and dad is at the games, and she always talks about being an ambassador and somebody that the young, you know, local kids can look up to as something that they can strive to be. And so her, she's just always in the gym, and sometimes I forget just all of the different injuries and ailments she's actually dealing with on a daily basis, because she never complains. She never wants to sit out practice. She never wants to miss anything, and she never makes excuses for any of the stuff that she has going on. So to see her have this kind of success is awesome for us, and this is the type of experience we want our kids to have, not just local kids, but especially, you know, the special part of our heart for our local players.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's been great to see how well she's done here for the season. Of course, we'll see how teams continue to guard her, because you know that they're going to key on that. You and I were joking about that. As soon as they find out in the notes that she's in the top 10 all time for Wichita State women's basketball for threes in a single season, then all of a sudden teams are going to lock in on that. But they're not dumb. They're going to look at film. They're going to know, probably don't want to let that gal get going, because she can be a game wrecker. So we'll see how she can bounce back this week after knocking down just two threes in total a week ago against East Carolina and Temple. Coach, you see this team coming off back-to-back lopsided losses for the first time, which is different, because we've talked about how close this team has been. Now you have back-to-back tough losses of losing by 20 points or more.
Yeah.
I'm sure you had to have some – I mean, you're always having tough conversations, but I feel like after those types of losses, sometimes you can get down on yourself pretty easily. Uh-huh. Where's the mentality and mindset of this team as they try to move forward now that we're – 20%+ into the American Conference season already this year?
Yeah, I think we're in a great spot. I mean, I think for us, and we preach it all the time. I mean, you can't, like we talk about, you know, playing one play at a time, one possession at a time, one game at a time. And so, I mean, you can't do anything about results that have already happened. You can only control what we have going on in the moment and staying in the moment. The most important thing right now is that we have is Florida Atlantic and the game that we have today, our preparation for today, our shoot around, our film session, our pregame warm up. So those are the things that are right in front of us that are most important. And so if you can stay locked into the moment and not look at things happen before or after, I think you'll be in a good spot. But mentally, I feel like we're fine. I don't think we've checked out. I think everybody has, you know, some clunkers throughout the course of a season, and we've had ours. But, you know, we feel good about the preparation. We feel good about the plan. And we're going to go out and give a great effort tonight against Florida Atlantic.
We'll talk more about FAU and USF when we return. We'll wrap up the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast when we come back.
Hey, Shocker fans. Meritrust Credit Union is proud to be the official financial well-being partner of Wichita State Athletics as your local full-service financial institution. They're passionate about providing student-athletes in your community with the resources needed to make the best financial plays no matter where you are in your financial journey. Meritrust can help you conquer each milestone ahead and help you be the author of your financial future. Visit MeritrustCU.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time out. Let's take 30 seconds to look at your game plan. If your network went down right now, would you know who to call? Shocker Nation knows that defense wins games. At Digital Office Systems, we're playing defense for your data. You know us for copiers, but we're also Wichita's local managed IT experts. We lock down your system so you can focus on the win. Don't let a cyber attack foul you out. Visit us at dosks.com.
About to wrap things up here with our latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Strothman. Wichita State women's basketball on the road for the first swing trip of the year in conference play. Starts tonight with a road game in Boca Raton, Florida. It's a game against Florida Atlantic, 6 o'clock being the tip. You can catch it on GoShockers.com. And then coming up on Saturday, a challenge against South Florida, also a 6 o'clock tip, a game that you can catch on GoShockers.com. Coach, you have FAU tonight, Florida Atlantic. The last couple of years has been rough for FAU. They have a new coach who comes from the Division II ranks. It just goes to show you how small of a world it truly can be in the world of sports. I remember back in my day in 2014, I'm actually here in Florida with Washburn University women's basketball, Division II school in Topeka, and they play Nova Southeastern.
Oh,
that was actually the third year of the current FAU coach there at Nova Southeastern. So kind of funny how you fast forward to today, and here she is now being a Division I head coach. She has pretty much a brand new roster, but they are coming off a win, and they look better. They look like they've improved. It seems like their roster is just better here for this year. What do you see from FAU when you watch them on film?
I mean, I think she's well-coached team, a veteran who's done it great for a long time. Leanne is, you know, especially down here in Florida, she's very well known and very respected with the way she coaches the game. And when you watch them play, you know, they're organized. You can see, you know, what their kind of plan of action and the way they want to play, which is a lot different. So they play a lot more five out this year. And so that's going to be, a bit of a challenge for us and with us and with them. I mean, they shoot the three well and they attack the paint good. And so we got to 7 threes a game, and I think maybe 32 points in the paint they average each game. And so that's going to be important for us. Those are kind of like a few of the things that we look at as far as what we want to try to take away and what we want to try to guard. And so it's going to be, you know, our defensive principles versus her offensive principles. And so are we going to communicate, you know, are we going to guard the three and not let them stand and shoot threes without being contested, and are we going to let them attack the paint? And I think if we do those things, we'll be in a good spot.
And with this being a road trip, we haven't been on the road for a little while.
Yeah.
If you want to – yes, Tulsa, by definition, is a road trip. But you can also just go, well, that's 2.5 hours away from Wichita. It's not that big of a deal. So in some ways, you could say you've had 8 consecutive games inside Charles Koch Arena, if you really want to say that. But, of course, that's not technically true. But this is the first long road trip here for the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure things are a little bit different in regards to that too. Probably a big emphasis on, of course, every game you want to start off fast, but I feel like especially in this one where you go on the road and it's a long road trip, sometimes it can take a little while to get accustomed to things. So how important is it to start fast tonight against FAU?
It's extremely important. So it's going to be important that we have a real good film session and a real good shoot around today and make sure we, you know, get adjusted to the rims and the gym and that kind of stuff. And we really like the gym here and the feel of it. The fans are right on top of you and doesn't feel too big and that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, it's going to be important that we not ease into the game, that we really jump into it full speed and start out with our best effort from the beginning.
You take on South Florida on Saturday inside the Engling Center, and it was maybe 3 days, 4 days before the season opener for the Bulls, but Jose Fernandez ends up going to the WNBA.
Yeah.
It's a strange look at USF. I know they have a familiar coach who's been a part of USF women's basketball for many, many years, but still strange to look at Coach Fernandez and see him at the WNBA level.
Yeah, it's real strange. I mean, he's one of the legends in our game. I mean, he was just – last year he was just the WBCA president and so, just a legend in the game and one of the people that, I look up to as one of the great male coaches and his longevity and the way that he's done it. But Michelle has stepped in and done an admirable job. I mean, she's been with him for, 18, 20 years. And so it's going to be, a lot of the same stuff. They're still going to be physical. They're still going to be able to shoot it. They're still going to be smart and tough. And then you're planning on their home floor. So I don't expect too much of it to change. I mean, Michelle, she's been waiting for an opportunity. And I know she's doing her do a great job and just kind of inherit what he's already put in place for.
I know they're a little bit banged up when you look at the players who are out for the year, out for games. We get access to availability reports now as media members.
Yeah.
And every time I look at the report and I see USF on there and there's like five people, I'm thinking, dang, like they're really banged up. But arguably the most important player who's still around is Carla Brito, who was the preseason conference player of the year, and for good reason.
Yeah.
She just does so many things. I think that's the one thing about her game I just love, is you really can't hone in on one part for her. Because it feels like she is so balanced. When you want to create an all-around player, let's treat this like, a video game. You want to create someone, that's probably the one player you want to create who's just going to be able to kill you in multiple areas. Really good off the bounce, and really good at finishing around the rim, or a good passer, even better defensively, a good rebounder, and you got that coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, she's tough, and she's strong, and she's smart, and so I remember last year, I think coming into the game, she was only shooting, maybe low 20%. It was a real low percentage she was shooting from the field. And so for us, we were like, okay, they got all these other guards. Let's figure out, if we're going to get beat, we're going to let her have the outside shot, because we know she's going to kill us inside and from the mid-range and from the post and all the other stuff she does. And she just nailed a bunch of threes on us, and we was like, geez. And then, from our game on, she just shot the three, which is her – how she normally shoots it. She just wasn't shooting a good percentage at that point, and so we thought we would be able to kind of hang off of her and be able to help on other players, and she just killed us from the perimeter. And so now you got to guard her from the three, and you got to guard her all levels, which is a dangerous thing with Brito.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we'll see if we'll be up for the challenge and maybe pull off some magic coming up on Saturday. But, of course, it starts tonight against FAU.
Starts
Coach, appreciate,
tonight, yep.
appreciate your time, and best of luck to you here for this week.
Thanks a lot, and go Shock.
All right, that is our latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Shockers taking on FAU tonight, 6 o'clock tip. Catch it on GoShockers.com. And then a game against South Florida on Saturday, also at 6. Catch it on GoShockers.com. We'll be back at home next Tuesday when Wichita State welcomes Memphis. Catch that game on KEYN, the home of the Shockers. That does it for us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Go Shocks.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.